Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast. I'm Kojo Benton Williams. The VA Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. In today's episode, Eric Patman, one of the world's leading culinary brand and marketing strategists, having written numerous culinary tourism and brand strategies for nations such as Canada and New Zealand, is of the opinion that gastronomy's power in driving traffic to destinations, especially in Africa, has not been maximized enough to bring the much-needed benefit to the community. Welcome to the Tourism Podcast, and my guest is Eric Patman. I call him, a connoisseur in gastronomy and tourism, and I will be having a conversation with him this morning and this evening his time. Eric, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me.
It was good to meet for the first time in Bruges, and I still can't forget those amazing time there during the gastronomy conference, and much more so the beer of Bruges.
Absolutely, that was certainly the best part, one of the best parts. Although I was, it was nice to be back and meeting people in person for the first time in over a year. So I think it was nice to be able to reconnect with people, and it was certainly an opportunity to see how everybody is coming along after a couple of years of COVID, and really how people are looking forward at 2022 and what opportunities are actually out there.
I mean, 2021 wasn't entirely what we're looking for, but again, for us in tourism and much more so gastronomy, it was good to have the event live in Bruges. And what were your thoughts from that event and things that you believe we can carry with us to this year?
Well, I think the big thing I took away from the conference was that everybody in the world, COVID's kind of provided this opportunity for everybody to reevaluate their tourism markets, what they want to be, how they want to be it, and what the future is really going to look like. And obviously, super popular destinations, places like Venice and Barcelona, are really taking a closer look at the types of tourists they want to attract. And then other countries, I think we've had conversations with almost 15 different countries around the world since that conference. And everyone's really taking a look at how do we reimagine and drive a new type of tourism that is much more socially responsible, interestingly, much more domestically focused. I think that is another big thing that's come out of COVID is this realization of the importance of the domestic market and some of those more local markets to tourism. And then at the end of the day, in my world, is how does food play into those conversations? How does culinary and gastronomy come together to accentuate experiences that are already taking place in markets? And then how do you use gastronomy to drive traffic, interestingly, probably back into some of the urban centers, which are feeling the effects of the sort of tourism declines due to COVID, but also how do you continue to use food to drive traffic during shoulder seasons, off seasons, and some of those other areas. And I was amazed by the discrepancy globally too, as to how certain markets are performing and coming back almost to normal already. And places like Las Vegas in the U.S., it's actually exceeding numbers that it's ever seen in history, due to the domestic U.S. market. Portugal was having an amazing recovery already, and then other markets, many in Eastern Europe and elsewhere. And I know Africa's certainly been struggling with this, are certainly still far behind what they would have seen in 2018 or 2019.
Good. I mean, for sure, if you look at what gastronomy has done in developed markets, in Europe and in Americas, it helped, driving not just tourism, but the whole ecosystem. But The challenge in Africa, as we, you know, we saw it, you know, at the conference, and as was enumerated by the two chefs, was how we've not strategically, or we've not put an effort in showing what the African food culture is. From a person who has developed an interest in, you know, in African gastronomy, how can we build on that?
I think the big thing is building local understanding first, and community involvement, and from having conversations with Chef Binta and Chef Monga, and remembering my travels going through South Africa in the early 2000s, and even at that point through the Franschhoek Valley and Cape Town, and seeing some of the amazing things that were actually transpiring. I think the big thing is building that local knowledge and that local pride in the cuisine and in the gastronomy, and being able to then have those people share it. I think there's a big disconnect in terms of an international and global understanding. And I mean, this was highlighted at a conference when you ask people what are, if you could name 10 indigenous African dishes that would represent the entire continent of Africa, very, very few people, and honestly, at the conference, nobody could actually even come close to listing 10. And it just shows that there's an incredible lack of knowledge globally in terms of what Africa has to offer. So I think the biggest place is just starting to build that narrative, starting to build that story. And in my experience of having done numerous international culinary tourism strategies, it always needs to start at home first. It needs to start with building that local understanding and knowledge. And I think it's coming around from, or it's, I mean, it's sort of gaining traction in Ghana, in Gambia. I've had some numerous conversations with the head of tourism in South Africa. I think everybody's putting it on their radar now, where it really hasn't been. And I think really at the starting point is really just beginning to have those conversations. So I think Africa is poised to really start to move forward in this.
I'll talk about strategy from a business, you know, viewpoint. How do you want Africa to approach it, you know, with the tourism? Because sometimes you have the national tourism boards, okay, and then you have other institutions like cultural institutions who most often are working in silos. If you are to advise them to really pick, or you know, use gastronomy as a core point, what would that be?
I think national tourism organizations, who generally tend to be our clients, are great facilitators of making this happen. But at the end of the day, a gastronomy tourism strategy or gastronomy tourism initiatives need to be adopted and run by the private sector. They need to get industry on board. So whether that be through chefs associations, private businesses in many markets. We work with airlines, we work with hoteliers, we work with smaller destination marketing organizations, regional destination marketing organizations. But at the end of the day, if you build a strategy and write a strategy that sits on a piece of paper on a desk and never goes anywhere, which sadly is the case with many strategies, I don't see a lot of value in that. So I think you've got to determine what your end goals are first, and then figure out the best way to actually achieve those goals by engaging the private sector and the industry and the local populations. And they also, at the end of the day, have to become economically sustainable outside of pure government funding. And while there may need to be some initiatives up front and that public funding to start the conversations and get things moving, within a fairly short period of time, they need to be economically sustainable through the private sector and through a business modeling scenario that actually allows them to move forward in perpetuity.
Okay, now as we wrap up our conversation, you will be speaking at the African Travel Week, if I'm right.
Absolutely. And looking forward, if all goes well and things continue to be open and travel is allowed, I will most certainly be there. That is the plan. I'll be spending most of the next few months down in the Southern Hemisphere and plan to be heading across to Cape Town for that.
And any other upcoming projects in Africa or other engagement that you'd like the world to know in as well?
I mean, right now we're in discussions with Ghana and Chef Binta and they're the Fulani group, looking at the opportunities in Ghana, looking at working with the tourism board in Gambia, and then we've been having some great conversations with South Africa as well, and they're in the process of just putting together a local team to do a national strategy, and then they'll be rolling out provincial strategies following that. So I think, again, we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg in terms of Africa starting to have these conversations. And I expect coming out of Africa Travel Week and looking at 2022 and 2023, I think it's just going to continue to elevate. And I hope that you will start to see not only individual stories coming out of many of the different countries and regions of Africa, but to a collaborative effort as a continent and as a collaboration of countries to really begin to tell that Africa story and raise the profile for the whole continent as opposed to just individual regions as well.
Okay, for our listeners who don't know who Eric Pathman is, can you further introduce yourself and tell us what you do if you're not working on the lighter side?
I guess my general story as to what I do is eat, drink, and travel, which sounds about as good as it really is. But most of my work is doing international culinary tourism strategies development for both private and public sector. I'm a chef by training with a finance degree, fourth generation Canadian, but have lived all over the world. I've traveled to more than 100 countries and really just want to spread the word of gastronomy tourism and looking at opportunities all around the world as to how to better tell people's stories and tell the narrative of destinations through food.
Okay, Eric, thank you so much for your time, and I'm looking forward to our meeting in South Africa, perhaps maybe even earlier, and then we can take it from there.
I would appreciate it. I look forward to seeing again and enjoying some of our meals together, and we'll definitely see you in Cape Town.
Thank you.